Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Eisha Torah. Welcome. We find in Mishle, in Proverbs, the following wisdom. Derech Evil Yosher Beinov. The path of a person who's a fool is straight in his eyes. V'shomeyele Eitza Chacham. A person who listens to advice and suggestions of others, he is wise. Because the question is, who's more likely to consult others? Before they take action, before they do something, before they work on a project, a wise person or a person who was a fool? And the thing we see here from this verse, the fool acts impulsively. He thinks of something, oh, it seems straight. That sounds like a great idea. Sounds like a great idea. Of course, it sounds like a great idea. He's not testing it out. He's not checking it out. So he just thought of it. He says, oh, I thought of this idea. This must be right. And it seems straight. But if you're going on a path that's crooked, going on a path that's not going to get you to where you want to go, you might think, oh, I'm on the right path. I'm on the path that's going to get me there quickly, straightly, efficiently, effectively. You might be going the wrong way. You might be taking you to the right side, to the left side, backwards. And so the way of a person who doesn't really have that intelligence to see the entire thing, lacks wisdom, he thinks it's right. So when you say to another person, you're trying to give somebody suggestions, so some people say, I don't need anybody's suggestions, I know it all myself. You know one thing, that person is closed-minded in some level. And let that person be you. When somebody comes over, makes a suggestion to you, he might be right, he might be wrong. But he might give you ideas. The possibility that he might be right. There's always the possibility that you're limited in what you're thinking or making a mistake. So have that openness. Somebody's giving me input, let me think about it. Thank you for your input. And that, get in the habit of saying that, because some people, the knee-jerk reaction is, I don't want to hear it. Leave me alone. Who asked you to tell me anything? That's not the way of a wise person. The way of a wise person is, thank you for input. Okay, I have to just think it over. I have to decide. Maybe the person told me is appropriate. Maybe it's not appropriate for me. Maybe it's the best thing. Maybe it's a good idea, but right now I'm not ready for it. All different possibilities. And therefore, as we had in the previous lesson, we had a lesson about asking many people and putting it all together, but just for that openness of just opening to listen to what people say, openness to listen to what people's suggestions are. Think of a time that you thought you were right. You thought, oh, I can't be making a mistake. There's no downside to this. This can't go wrong. And it did. Wouldn't it have been wonderful if you would have listened to advice? Wouldn't it have been wonderful if you would have spoken to people with a lot of life experience and would have gained from their wisdom? So knowing that even if something seems totally right, the best possible thing, you might be even better. It might enhance your life to go in and ask other people, to be open to listen to them. So that's it. Act like a wise person. Be open to the input of other people. And one of the 48 ways to acquire Torah, to acquire wisdom, is oev estochacha, loving criticism. What does criticism mean? Somebody's giving you input. Somebody's pointing out, hey, you could be doing something better. So that's why if we look at somebody's input as, oh, they're thinking I made a mistake. I have to defend myself. I have to protect myself from anybody thinking I made a mistake or from myself thinking I made a mistake. Real wisdom is I want to keep growing. I want to keep developing myself. I want to use my energy in the greatest ways. And therefore, as we increase our energy and as we increase our sense of I want to accomplish, I want to do great things in my life. I want to do great things. Let that reverberate. The way to greatness is to take the input, to take the input, to take the wisdom, to take the knowledge, and then you'll find yourself enhancing your life in many, many ways.